Blog Talk Radio.
Holy are you, holy are you, there is no God
you.
But you, there is no God but you.
I need to talk to y'all for a minute.
Praise be the Lord.
Be serious for a minute.
Holy are you.
Why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this style to the roots of Genesis. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific, infinite, like mathematics. The first language, now add that and add graphic. Go ahead, it gon' let the block know it's the gospel. Life's new manual, so watch close. The new Michelangelo or Pablo Picasso. Prepare to show you the cosmos and rock flows. Even my lyrical metaphysical. With digital will help you get to your spiritual pinnacle. You find your mind too far-fetched for it to fathom. I bring the dark into the light, split the atom. It's like watching a Big Bang Theory emerge. I take titles, spawn them to a billion worlds. They want a clear view. When the father's in the darkest corners of the universe, to a corner near you. A barrel and ghetto apparel. Stay blamed up, Fort Knox display. A modern day King Tut. Rap tight, rap like I've been preserved in time. Spit the holy water to touch it, to turn it to wine. This is
all.
So we fell from paradise to holy hell. Probably descendants of the Holy Grail. Another part of history they won't reveal. Time to only tell. You waiting for judgment. It came in the form of a dove in the game to create its own position. It's blood in my vein. The chemical is identical. We one of the same. With seven letters in all three of my government names. Walk on water, nah, neither to Jesus. It's a parable to make followers and readers believers. From Egypt to Budapest, rock him as the truest left. Understand the scriptures like the minister Lewis F. I told you who God is, you ignore me like most of the prophets. Jesus, Solomon, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. I sold the scholars, would fulfill the broken promise. I speak the truth to predict the future like no pajamas. As revelations, I'm hoping my quotes fulfill the seven spirits of God. When I open the seal, interpret the holy Quran. These flows of God translated to raw and decode the Bible. Warn the elders in the mosque, made songs in the laws. The seven churches, the synagogues, it's the Renaissance. Skin of bronze, like the Messiah, rocking my laws. About to reveal a bigger secret in time, men of God.
Holy are you.
Wake up in the morning, hate, I gotta go to work.
Dang.
All the things I do, I don't get paid what I deserve. And I feel my boss get paid just to work my nerves. Sick is not serious, and he is just a jerk. Waiting out in the rain, I gotta catch the bus. Ain't got money to get it fixed since my car messed up. Woke up a little late, so that mean I gotta rush. But by the time I walk down the steps, I see I missed the sub. Don't get paid to Friday, so Thursday, that mean no lunch. And when I went home, I ate a bowl of Captain Crunch. It be days I be so hungry, my stomach and back in touch. They say can't focus, joke, but no, I ain't laughing much. thought about trapping, fast way to get a couple bucks. But the money I make don't equal to the time spent in cuffs. Just to get free, I give my lawyer all my funds. So now I'm back to being broke, take me back to square one. I done seen wild things with my eyes, cipher wrong from right, give better meaning of my life. It's hard to do good when you're living in bad times, but live for the day and try not to make the headlines. With a God is hard, man, I ain't lying. But I know all is off, so I ain't crying.
No.
Same time somebody born, somebody else dying. But the sun never sets, stay shining somewhere in the world. Seem like all my life I had to learn to do it out. Gimme, 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 all you think when you a child. Wrote a letter to Santa, seem like he don't know my house. All I ask is my sister smile when she receive a dial. Santa never responds, still been waiting for a while. My cousin losing his mind while he waiting for his trial. Cops planted coke on him so they could take him down. I wish I knew some riot niggas that'll help me break him out. But I know some grimy niggas that'll break a nigga's house. Top niggas kids, rape a nigga's spouse. Thought he had some bricks, all they taking was an ounce. Thought he would be rich, so much money they couldn't count. Now this nigga sitting in the county. Judge give him sentences and guilty's what they found him. On his way upstate, gotta do 40 whole calendars. Every day he ate cheese and cheese sandwiches. I done seen wild things with my eyes. Cipher off the right, get better meaning of my life. It's hard to do good when you living in bad times. Live for the day and try not to make the headlines. I swear to God it's hard, man, I ain't lying. But I know all is off, so I ain't crying.
No.
Same time somebody born, somebody else dying. But the sun never sets, stay shining. Somewhere in life tells another place where all the violence is. Poverty in the streets come from policies about politics. Man, know thyself, only way to get up out of this. School of hard knocks, my whole block got a scholarship. Just to get some chicks, only time we visit colleges. Forget professors, lectures, experiences where the knowledge is. Kids growing up, wondering where their father is and why different men coming in and out of mama's crib. Five siblings, all five sleeping in one bed. Mom sold the food stamps, ain't no grub in the bread. Nothing to drink, no liquid in my body to shed a tear. I'm on my knees at watch night service, wishing for better years. But the same pain and misery is what I get instead. I get to see all of our queens turning to chicken heads. And all our kings get sent to prison, all them niggas dead. I look at our lives and ask God why we really here. I done seen wild things with my eyes. Cipher wrong from right, give better meaning of my life. It's hard to do good when you're living in bad times. But live for the day and try not to make the headlines. I swear to God it's hard, man, I ain't lying. But I know all is off, so I ain't crying.
No.
Same time somebody born, somebody else dying. But the sun never sets, stay shining somewhere in the world.
Man, see this song for that. Somebody going through something somewhere in the world.
Peace, peace. Back once again with Dr. Alaine Bay. We're going to get into it tonight on nationality, birthright, and divine creed. Before we get into it, we definitely want to give a shout out to this past weekend to Summon Up the Moors. It was an excellent affair. For those who missed it, make sure you attend the next one. That's August the 17th. August the 17th, y'all, of this year. So make sure y'all check us out. Also, before we get into it, we want to say, remember the cruise. We got the United Washitour Conference Cruise coming up March the 20th through the 25th. All right, come on out and check us out. You know, you're really going to enjoy yourself, we promise. You know, we're going down to Cozumel to the pyramids. Possibly get to check out another pyramid or so. You know, Chichen Itza, Cabal or either Tulum. These are the various pyramid sites within that particular area. So come on out and enjoy yourself. If you've never been to the pyramids and you've never seen your ancestors' structures, dynamic structures, then you don't know what you're doing. You're still just around the corner, you know. So you need to come on out and check us out, you know, and do some investigation, you know, and take some good pictures and take some good camera shots, as well as also camcorder or whatever you need to do. Make sure you're there so you can get it in, all right? So let's get into tonight's topic. Before I get in, let me go to the phones and bring in my co-host for the night. That's Brother L. Brother L, are you here?
Peace and love, God. How you doing this evening?
All right. We back once again, Brother L. How you doing?
Doing great, brother.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we're going to get into nationality tonight. you know, and dealing with nationality, we know, according to the Black's Law Dictionary, and if y'all don't have one, God forbid, because this is the wrong time not to be able to not know the law.
That's
you know?
Right.
You know, they're taking away and stripping you of all your liberties and all your rights, you know, even though, you know, your rights are something in which that is God-given, and they actually can't do that. But, I mean, these reptilians, you know, that you're messing with, and these insectoids or whatever you want to refer to them as, this is what they are doing. You know, you can refer to them as the Illuminati. You can refer to them as the so-called elite. You can refer to them to whatever you want to refer to them as.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones in which that are kicking our asses right now as far as when it comes to trying to strip us of our rights, you know. And so when we get into nationality, we know that that's the quality of character which arises from the fact of a person belonging to a nation or a state. Now, nationality also determines the political status of the individual,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially in reference to the alliance. You know, so, you know, when we look at that, we also know that nationality is also used as opposed to territoriality, for the purpose of distinguishing the case of a nation having no national territory. Now, that was the case for the so-called Jews. The Jews considered themselves a nation because they was a group of people who come together and had a political status. But at the time before the 1940s, they had no land.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, they tried to go into Uganda, into Africa, and get portions of the lands, and the Africans kicked them out. And so they had to go into the land of Canaan, which is now known as Israel, in order to set up, you know, around the town of Jerusalem, you know, in order to claim that portion. But we know that they was not originally there because these are people who actually converted into Judaism from out of Russia and attempted to mix themselves in with the Sephardic Jews, or those from out of Spain and Portugal, and who's the darker or the dark-complected, Moorish Hebrews, you know,
mm-hmm.
which they had ties to the Ethiopians or the Coptic Hebrews, who was known as the Falashians, you know, from out of Africa, as all the way across to the Limba people in West Africa, what is known as the so-called 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
They attempted to plant themselves and still the birthright, you know, within that particular area. And so we're talking about also the theft of birthright tonight also. So we know that nationality ties you back also to land. Even if you're a group of people, you want to have land, because that is the determining factor. As a matter of fact, when we look up land, we know that's one of the things in which that, you know, all good Moors need to know the definition of, because when we go into the various subjects, such as, like, for example, the word indigenous, according to Webster's seventh, I think it's the seventh New Collegiate Dictionary, it says about the indigenous people being produced or growing or living naturally within a particular region or environment. So I think, like, one of the synonyms is native. So the indigenous people and the word native are, you know, are looked at as synonyms, you know. But when you go to the Black's Law Dictionary, 7th edition, and you look up natural person, it says specifically that a natural person is indigenous, a native, the original or natural inhabitant of a country, of or relating to birth or natural child.
Right.
Now, we can say that we come from out of Africa, and we do have the oldest evidence coming from out of Africa, which dates back to 2.8 billion years ago, if you get the book Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Creedmoor. However, before the continental drift, we was already here within what is known as the Western Hemisphere. According also to the Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Creedmoor, The Hidden History of the Human Race, he states in there that 600 million years ago in Dorchester, Massachusetts, there was an expedition in which that took place, in which that they found these particular vessels, in which that was metallic vessels, in which they had exquisite writing on them or carving on them, in which that dated back to 600 million years ago.
Wow.
Now, there had to be human people, intelligent beings, in which that produced that, because that means they were smelting metals at that particular time. Now, we know, according to what we was taught in geography class, whether you took geography class in science class, as part of science class in your junior high or high school years or even in college, they tell us that the continental drift occurred between 200 and 250 million years ago. If we was already here 600 million years ago, then that means that we are the original inhabitants prior to the continental drift. And what Prophet Noble Dry Lee stated within chapter 47 of the Holy Quran, chapter 7, is right and exact.
Prior to the
right?
So-called Indians.
Right, right, right. We are the so-called Native Americans or the so-called Indians, which, of course, we don't like to use those terms because they have been federalized now.
Right.
You know, however, originally the word Indian came derived from the word Indi or Indos, in which that meant dark-complected and the people of God. It originally meant dark-complected people of God. So Indi, you know, of course, when you look at the Indian people out of India, even they originally came from out of Africa, in which that was, and they was actually Kushites. That's why they have the mountains there, the mountainous region within India known as the Indo-Kush Mountains. Because they was the Indo-Kush people. Kush. All right? And the word Kush within Hebrew means dark-complected. All right? Or what they refer to. All right, so they was dark-complected people, you know. Now, even according to Herodotus, the so-called first European Greek historian, all right, we would say he was a Greek historian. We can't say, you know, we'll use that. We can't say his complexion, you know, but we know that Socrates, Aristotle, you know, Euripides, we know all of them were people of what we now refer to as color, all right? Of course, that's a misnomer too, but, you know, we'll use it for the sake of saying that they was dark-skinned complected. They had melanin. They were melanin people, all right? We know that because the first so-called white or pale Europeans didn't come into Egypt and get initiated into the ancient mystery school until 305 B.C., or BCE, before the Christian era, all right? Now, the time in which that Socrates and Aristotle and Euripides and all of them was there was actually between 400 BC to 322 BC. So they was there before the first so-called pale or white so-called Europeans came into that particular within the Karnak or Temple of Luxor in order to get initiated. So that means is that we've been miseducated. That means that these so-called Greeks in which that we have been calling within history was actually not Greeks. They was Minoans because the original Greeks were the Minoans. And if you don't believe me, go to J. Rogers, Sex and Race, Volume 1. And J. Rogers breaks that down exquisitely. You know, and he states that on the record that it was the original Greeks were the Minoans, the original Romans were the Etruscans. All right, you can get another book called Man, God, and Civilization by John G. Jackson. All right, this is what people don't realize. So when we look at it, you know, when we look at the word native itself, it says a natural-born subject or citizen, right? A citizen by birth, one who owes his domicile or citizenship to the fact that he was born within the country referred to, all right? Now, that means if we was here within the so-called Americas 600 million years ago, and this was way before the European even came on the planet, So he really don't have the capability or the right in order to state in records or in history or, you know, about our heritage. You know, because as it always ends up, it becomes his story, which is nothing more than, as Napoleon would say, a lie agreed upon. Right? That's what it ends up being. Nothing more than a lie agreed upon.
Wow.
So as a nationality and as a natural people, you know, we need a national government, all right? And the national government is a government of the people, of a single state of nation, united as a community by what is the term the social compact, and possesses complete and perfect supremacy over persons and things, so as far as they can be made the lawful objects of civil government. A federal government is distinguished from a national government by it being the government of a community of independence and sovereign states united by compact. All right, so when we look at that, that was the one of the forms of government as having a nationality is a national government as natural people. You know, so when we look here and we check out the Black's Law Dictionary, and it states, I think it's the sixth edition on the abridged, and you read artificial persons, it says a person created and devised by human law for the purpose of society and government as distinguished from natural persons. A corporation or corporations are examples of artificial persons. All right? An artificial person or legal entity created by under the authority of the laws of the state. As association of person created by statute as a legal entity. So, in this particular federal government, this is what they have set up, is a bridge between natural persons who are actually indigenous, all right, as compared to artificial person, which is distinguished from natural person. You know, and they've done this purposely in order to hide the fact of not just denationalizing us, but also stripping us of our birthright.
Right.
Now, when you go to the Inter-American Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People and you read the definition, it states that in this declaration, indigenous people are those who embody historical continuity with societies which existed prior to the conquest and settlement of their territories by Europeans. And then it says, as well as peoples brought involuntarily to the New World who freed themselves and reestablished the culture from which they have been torn. So that means that even if you was here 600 million years ago, or you was in Africa since 2.8 billion years ago and still reside there, we are still the indigenous people of the planet Earth. So the debate between the RBGs just saying that they're Africans, or the Moors saying that they're also not just African, but they're also here within the Americas, both of us are right and exact. Both of us are right and exact. There is no debate, you know, when it comes to the term indigenous people. All right? And that comes from the United Nations. All right? The only ones in which that is outside of the indigenous people's definition are the Europeans. And how you know this? Because in the first definition, it says in the declaration, indigenous people are those who embody historical continuity with societies which existed prior to the conquest and settlement of their territory by Europeans. So the European is not indigenous. Nowhere on the damn planet.
No, sir.
I didn't write this damn article at the United Nations. It says, second, self-identification as indigenous or tribal shall be the fundamental criteria for determining the group from which the provision of this declaration applies. You have to self-identify yourself as being indigenous or tribal. All right? That's what it says. And I'm sorry. You know, when we look at the historical cases within the so-called United States, the ones brought before Article III Court, before the United States Supreme Court, the only ones in which that I see in which that have won land, you know, in which that have declared themselves as being Moors and not Indians on reservations, are the Washita. And that's Henry Turner versus the United States and the heirs of Henry Turner versus the United States, 1848 and 1850 lawsuits, in which that the family won back 68,883 acres of land. So really, a lot of these groups, you know, are playing with this information, and they just branched out of ego. But as the information continue to be revealed, they're going to have no choice but to have to come home, because all of them have to use Washington information in order to even give themselves some validity.
And they won't have no choice.
Right.
No.
Because they can't prove land tie.
No, they cannot.
And that is the equivalent for nationality. That's what nationality actually, in a sense, means. If in order to have a political status, you must have land. You know? So,
yes, sir.
When we go down, we go to the Universal Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, or the the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. It says that everyone has the right. Article 15 says everyone has the right to a nationality. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality, nor denied the right to change his nationality. Now, Negro, Black, and Colored, or African American, is not a nationality.
No.
So we never changed it in that particular sense. But because we have used these words, you know, in this particular system, in which that their whole premise is set up on depriving us of our human rights and denationalizing us over the last 100 years, if you go back over 100 years ago, 1900, we was calling ourselves Negroes. By 1930, we was calling ourselves Coloreds, as in the
right.
Negro,
mm-hmm.
As in the, you know, Negro Association Advancement of Colored People, or the National, you know, or the National Association Advancement of Colored People. In other words, the NAACP. We were calling ourselves Colored People by 1930. And who formed that? Who started that? Was the Boulé. W.E.B. Du Bois, who started
exactly.
The New York chapter of the Boulé, is the one on which that popularized that. By 1960, Black Power became the thing, and the word black became dominant, in which that we began using, you know, during that particular movement. And who popularized that was Kwame Ture, or known as Stokely Carmichael. By 1990, Jesse Jackson popularized another name for us, in which that became known as African American. In which that actually, by 1984, when he was running for presidential candidate, is when he started using it. But by 1990, it became mainstream. So within the last 100 years, name me any people on the planet Earth who have changed their names four times.
No one. Not one.
And not only changed their names four times, but still doesn't have a nationality with either of those four names. Still doesn't.
No.
You know, you look up the word Negro in the Black's Law Dictionary, and you will see what that means. Matter of fact, let's go to it. Let's go to the word Negro. Let's see how much power it has. You know, and we're talking about in law now. You know, you can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself outside of law, but in law, you might want to use something else.
That's right.
So it says here, Negro. The word Negro means a black man, one descended from African race, and does not commonly include a mulatto. Now, look, the word Negro, black man, and African, they got us all within one damn definition, meaning the same thing. So the word Negro means a black man, one descended from the African race. So why they got to keep changing the names? And then it says, does not commonly include a mulatto, which nowadays it does, because now within the society, I know we grew up saying that one drop of black blood means you black.
That's right.
So, you know, something must have changed. But the law of the different states for the not uniform in this respect, and some including into the description Negro as one who has one-eighth or more African blood. And then it says the term Negro means necessarily person of color, but not every person of color is Negro. And that's race, and that's Rights versus Gunloom out of Mississippi. So not every person of color is a Negro. So Negro is a black man, Negro is an African, and Negro is colored, but not every person of color is Negro. Interesting.
That is interesting. What did he mean by that? I mean, where is he going with that?
Good question. I'm going to let that marinate, and hopefully by the time of the show, we can get some answers and questions going, and we're going to find out where they really going with it. All right, we go to Black's Law Dictionary, and y'all understand that the Black's Law Dictionary that y'all really need is the Deluxe 4th Edition. That's what you need, the Deluxe 4th Edition. All right, that's what you need. If you don't have it, get online, get one.
Get one.
All right, That's necessary. But let's look up black person. Let's see what that means. Black person. All right, when we look at the word black, all right, and then we look at the word person, we already know that within Black's Law Dictionary that it defines person as either a natural person or an artificial person. That's what it defines it as. So a person can be natural or it can be artificial, which is a corporation, a legal entity. Okay? In the Black's Law Dictionary, it says black person. It says black person occurring in constitution and law must be taken in its generic sense. All right? So that means that the term black person is a generic term. When you go to the supermarket and you get generic products, what that means to you, or when you got to go and get prescription filled at a pharmacy, what that means, you know, what does generic mean?
Something that's not real or not original.
Right. It's not the same product as which that you're looking for, but it would do.
Right.
That's what that means.
Right.
Right. It's not what I'm looking for, but it would do. You know, it served the same purpose. So that's what the term black person means. In law, it's a generic term. In the Constitution, it says occurring in Constitution and law must be taken in its generic sense. Because in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, it defines us as what? Three-fifth person. Article 1, Section 2 defines so-called Negro, blacks, and colors as three-fifth person. Three-fifth person. Now, for those who never took fractions, I believe that, you know, you should have been by the third grade, you should have been taking that. I don't know if people was paying attention or not. You know, because, you know, after they get out of school, all of a sudden they forget everything that they was taught and don't want to use anything in which they got taught, you know, because they off into the workforce and trying to learn what, you know, they have to learn there. But when we get into it, three-fifths is not a whole being.
Not at all.
Five-fifths is a whole being. All right? Now, when you go to the Black's Law Dictionary and you go to Civilis Mortus, the definition of civilis mortus, it means one who is dead in the eyes of the law.
Exactly.
Having no civil rights. And that's what a three-foot person has, no civil rights, dead in the eyes of the law. Why you think the word black person is generic? Or you think Negro, you know what I'm saying, have all those different definitions or defining words to it? African. Colored, you know, because these are all based on color, which is color of law. Color of law, the appearance or semblance without the substance of legal rights. That's what color of law means. it has the appearance and the semblance, but without the substance of legal right. It has no substance.
That's right.
So that means that when we use these particular words, Negro, Blacks, and Coloreds, African American, it has no substance in law because these are nouns. These are not nouns. These are adjectives. These are adjectives. That means they describe a thing, but they are not a noun. A proper noun is, by definition, something in which that is person, place, or thing. So when describing a natural person, it must be something natural, not something artificial.
Right.
Right? In other words, nothing artificial in which that has no substance. In other words, if it's natural, then it has substance. So when you look at the word color, it says in appearance or semblance or simulacrum or distinguished from that which is real. The prima facie or apparent right, hence a deceptive appearance, a plausible or assumed exterior, concealing a lack of reality, a distinguish or a disguise or pretext. And then it comes down and then it says, the word also means the dark color of skin, showing the presence of Negro blood, or hence its equivalent to African descent or parentage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, excuse me, the skin showing the presence of Negro blood. You can't see my blood. And what,
no,
the, hell is and what the hell is Negro blood? What the hell is that?
Huh.
What they're talking about is melanin. That's what they're talking about. Because it says the dark color of the skin, showing the presence of Negro blood. Negro blood is... You know, it doesn't exist because Negro is an adjective itself and it describes the things. But what is that blood that they're talking about actually? It's talking about your dominant DNA. That when you mix in with them, you genetically annihilate them for generations. This is not according to Dr. Alim Albay. This is according to Gregor Mendel, the so-called father of European genetics.
That's why it doesn't make any difference where the Asiatic brother or Asiatic sister dates Albion, a man or a woman. The gene is still dominant.
Right, and that's basically what that means. So, when we're looking at that dominancy, that's what it's talking about, is that Negro blood in which they're referring to is that dominancy of that melanin. The dark color of the skin. And that dark color of the skin, they describe it as Negro, black, colored, all these adjectives. But when I go to the definition of land in the Black's Law Dictionary, then I begin to get some clarity on what's really going on. I start getting some real clarity. And it says, according to Black's Law Dictionary, land, in the most general sense, comprehends as ground, soil, or earth whatsoever, as fields, meadows, pastures, woods, moors, waters, marshes, fishes, and heaths. Land is the foundation of nationality, and the name Moor symbolizes the birthright, ties, or heritage. In international law, Negro, Blacks, and Coloreds in the said United States of America are listed as stateless, hence, i.e., landless.
Mm.
So, hence, the word Negro, Blacks, and Colored give you no land ties, and it leaves you stateless. But the word Moors is synonymous with land.
Yes, sir.
The word Moors is synonymous with land. Why leave that in there? They could have just erased the history. But see, that's because these masons and shriners, they was given they had to take the oath from those in which that was under the Moorish science to uphold the truth and to keep these particular pieces or codes for us when we awaken so that we can put the pieces of the puzzle back together again. And this is how the Moors are going to come back into rulership.
That's right.
It's by it's putting the pieces of this puzzle back together, not by bickering and debating on the things in which that Prophet Nabuddin Ali said or did or didn't do or what happened or et cetera, or who's the fake Moors and who's the real Moors and all of this other nonsense.
Right.
There is no such thing as real and fake Moors. If you have land ties and you have declared your nationality and you have land and you have a heritage in which that you can identify, then you are a Moor. Simple as that. And this is what Prophet Nabuddin Ali meant when he said that, that basically you shall, so your days may be long upon the land, your mother and father, you must honor them so that your days may be long upon the land. In other words, your forefathers and your foremothers, are as they were, in other words, from ancient times until now, and that were Moabites. They was Moors. In other words, they symbolized land. They were synonymous with the land. So this means that no matter where I walk, if it's in America or if it's in Africa, I'm still indigenous and I'm still a Moor. Case closed.
Right.
Because I come in the image of the oldest people on the face of the planet, and this is why I am despised. This is why dark-complected people all over the planet are despised and put within the category as being minors or the minority, even though we outnumber them 18 to 1 on the planet Earth. And by 2043, there won't be any whites or Europeans in the United States.
Check that out.
So this is the reason why, as a matter of fact, if you get the CIA statistics from the 1990s or the late 1980s, and you get the book by William Bill Cooper, known as Behold a Pale Horse, there was already over 80 million of us then. There was already over 80 million, and there was only 300 million people in the United States, and there was already over 80 million of us then. So that means by 2043, we will make up more than half of the population of the United States, or what they refer to as the United States. And we know the difference between the United States Corporation versus, i.e., the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
in which that America actually had the superior position, in which that the United States actually formed from out of the Virginia Company and became a corporation around the 1800s, officially. So we're looking at America, and America is not of the United States. The United States is of America. Once again, one has the superior position. So by declaring your nationality, your status, your birthright, taking back your birthright, you become an American, not a U.S. citizen, which is nothing more than a 40-mile radius known as Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, the federal government. You're not members of the federal government. Matter of fact, go to Dred Scott versus Sanford. That particular Supreme Court case law, once again, Article 3 court, and Judge Taney was the same one who ruled over the land of the Turnicuff family, which is the Washita, in 1850. But in the Dred Scott case decision, he gave his ruling that Negroes and those of African descent are not U.S. citizens, nor would they ever be.
That's right.
All right?
So it did.
Now, the U.S. is the federal government. We're not U.S. citizens, and we'll never be. Now, the states have come in, and they have set up its trust because of its states. Now, what happened is that being that we have lost our quote-unquote memory and we now have amnesia, we are in a dead state. And of course, now, as Moors, we are resurrecting. There's a renaissance of the Moors going on right now, and it's been going on for the last 15 years. You know, thank you to brothers like Hakeem H.Y. Bey. Thank you to Queen Valahara. Thank you, Bey. Thank you to Brother Taj, Tyreek Bey. Thank you to Sister Roz, Mariah Bey. Thank you to many others, Moors, particularly those coming from the Great Seal National Association of Moors Affairs, coming from the Clock of Destiny, coming from many other sources, the Washitor Didak Damanya up under the Empress, Vidyasi, Tunica Washitor, Gaston L. Bay. Many people we have to recognize for this resurgence of Moorish divinity that is taking place right now, this Moorish renaissance in which that is taking place right now, us learning more about the Moorish national and divine movement, or for those who are spiritual or who understand the signs of the Holy Breath, the Moorish divine national movement. All right, so we give thanks to all of them for awakening the people, you know, 15 and 20 years ago into this, you know, 10 to 15, 20 years ago into this information. Because without them, this information now would not be mainstream enough in order to do what we have to do. And that's to unify, you know, to actually come back into order, you know, come back into the families of nations, as Prophet Noble Dr. Ali stated, you know, come back into the constitutional fold. And the portion of the Constitution in which that identifies us and which that we can utilize is talking about mostly Article 6 of the Constitution, in which that deals with the United States Constitution being its laws and the treaties being the supreme law of the land. In particular, the treaties is what we can utilize, all right, as well as Aboriginal title, in which that the treaties are also connected to and relevant to. All right, as well as also the Bill of Rights, Amendment 1 through 10. Right, so these are the things in which that we can actually utilize, and this is the reason why you declare your nationality and take back your birthright.
Right.
And understand your divine creed. People don't even know what the divine creed is. You know, Prophet Noble Dr. Ali stated that he is a universal prophet. This is why on your on the nationality card, coming from you know, if you join the temple on the nationality card, it specifically states that we honor all prophets. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, etc. Now, for those that don't realize it, they may say that, well, I'm Muslim, and that's true. However, what people don't realize is that that has nothing to do with religion. That has to do with your makeup. All right. When you look at the word Muslim or Muslim, you know, which are Arabic terms or words, the word Arabic is 62% of the Metuneta, coming from the Temerian or Temerian people, which is known as the ancient Kemetian or Kemetians, or known as the Egyptians. And the word in which that is equivalent to the word Muslim is Misram. M-E-S-R-E-M. Now, we know that within the Metuneta, the R, the letter R, and the letter L are synonymous. They are interchangeable within the script. So M-E-S-R-E-M becomes M-E-S-L-E-M. So Muslim, and that's how you get the term Muslim or the word Muslim. But the word Misram or Mislam means a child of Ra. It means the child of the sun, the children of the sun. That's what it means. And anyone who has melanin are children of the sun, because the sun kisses your skin. And you're able, as a melanated people, or being to take in the solarphatic energy, and your melanocytes act as black holes for this energy, and you're able to store this energy inside of your body.
Man, that's deep.
All right? In Taoism, they teach us the three areas that you can store this divine energy. You store it at your navel if you want immortality or longevity. If you want love and compassion, then you store it at your heart. If you want a high IQ and intelligence, then you want it at your third eye. These are the three places that we store this divine energy in which that we receive, as the sun being the giver of life and coming in the image and after the likeness of God, which is the divine cosmic energy itself, or what is known as prana, chi, or ki. All right? So this is what we have to understand, understand, and understand. All right? So when we're talking about Muslim or Muslim or Mesram, we're not talking about a religion. This existed before a prophet Muhammad, or was known as Abdullah ibn Allah, all right, or Abdullah ibn Abdullah Mustafa al-Amin. Right, this was before a person from 1400 years ago, before he took on the title Muhammad, in which that he took from out of Ethiopia. When he went there, when he realized that he had relatives in that region, all right? Because when you look at the word Muhammad, it actually was a title from the priesthood of Hapi, and that symbolizes the River Nile god or deity or Netter. And what Hapi bought was called Serem. The word Serem, S-A-R-E-M, and like we said, the R's are interchangeable with the L's. It becomes S-A-L-E-M. So what Hapi bought was Salam, in which that became the word Islam, which means the sanctuary of peace. All right? So this is what these words originate from. And people, being that Prophet Nobadra Ali stated specifically that he's an Egyptian adept, it would make sense for the people, these grand sheiks, to take the information back to the Egyptian information. Instead, they're playing with it. You still got people trapped up in damn religion.
Yes, sir.
When most of these things are symbolic, veiled in allegory. They are symbolism veiled in allegory, as the so-called Freemason states. You know? And they still bickering over if Prophet Nobadra Ali was a Mason or not. He was. But he said that he came to reveal the secrets of the secret societies. He came to uncover and reveal those secrets. All right? That's what we're supposed to be doing, not acting like them and not revealing it and not telling the people the truths of the matter.
Right.
The whole thing now is supposed to be in Egyptian order. The whole planet. Being that there is no more kings and queens over people, and we are all supposedly being declared within the Americas as being sovereign unto ourselves, then we all supposed to have that serenity and being able to have that Egyptian connection unto ourselves. This is what we're supposed to be going on. But people are still playing with it and deceiving people. And so when we get into the artificial persons or legal entities, we have another word in which that is connected to, which is called stramius homo, which in Latin, it means a man of straw, one of no substance. We've heard that before when we said no substance. When you look up the word, once again, when we just did the word colored, it says no substance.
That's right.
So here it is, one of the words in which that they have associated with us over the last 100 years means no substance, and here it is connected to the word stramius homos, which means a man of straw, a straw man. If you go to Black's Law Dictionary, the sixth edition, it says straw man, a front, or a third party who is put up in name only to take part in a transaction. So you was put up in name only by way of your birth certificate. So no, they no longer had to do slavery, because now they had a third party front for you, which was your birth certificate, which is a bond. Hence,
mm-hmm.
they was able to tie you into bondage.
I have a bond certificate.
Right. So it says nominal party to a transaction, one who acts as an agent for another for the purposes of taking title to real property. So the purpose was to put up your birth certificate in order to be able to take to take title to real property. So they have the title to your real property that they would soon have to relinquish. And according to some, the title or the lease was up in 2004. So we've been bickering for the last 9 years when the damn title been up for 9 years now. Instead of jumping on it and doing what we need to do and executing whatever documents or instruments the principal may direct. See, we are the principal and we have to direct them who is over the trust. Because that's what they have done. They don't put our titles in trust. This is why Prophet Noble Dr. Ali put the vast estates within a trust, an express trust. What is the estates? The estates are the states themselves. Because when you look at the land grant, the Spanish land grant, in which that the Washitor has as being part of that family, and Prophet Noble Dr. Ali being a descendant of that family, or that tribe, and he being the fifth prince, Marquis Maison de Rouge. All right? He's the fifth prince. This is why he said that, you know, he is five times stronger than he was before. This is what he was talking about. He was talking about him being the fifth prince of the Marquis Maison de Rouge. Now, for those who want further information, you can go to our website, www.draalimelbay.com. That's DRAALIMELBEY. And go and click on there onto the United Washitor section and the Moorish Holy Temple of Science section. And you can read the documentation in order to verify everything that I'm talking about. So the definition for straw man goes on. Person who purchases property for another to conceal identity of real purchaser or to accomplish some purpose otherwise not allowed. So this is what they have done. By creating the original bond, which is the birth certificate, they have taken our real property, our title to the real property, and put it within the trust, as if they're holding it for us, because they can't be the real beneficiary. They can't really be the real owners of the land.
That's right.
So it says people who purchases property for another. So they purchase the property in order to conceal the identity of the real purchaser. Well, the real owners actually are us. All right? And this is verified in their history. This is why when I read the definition of indigenous, it says for those who had a historical continuity here in the Americas prior to the invasion of their territories by the Europeans. The Europeans taught us since kindergarten that they was the invaders. So who was here? But see, they had us believing that it was the Chinese that was the original Americans. In sociology class, when I was taking sociology, and I have a degree in sociology, a BA in sociology, when I was in school, Dr. Stokes, who was one of my teachers, played an audio tape in which that showed how at the turn of the century, at the turn of the 1900s, we had sociologists who reclassified the Chinese as Indians.
Wow.
So now all of a sudden we see Indians with Chinese features. But that's not how they looked in the South and on the Eastern Seaboard and in the Great Lake area or in California. These was people who looked like us. They was our relatives. This is why when you go and ask grandma or great-grandma you know, what our heritage is, and they saying Choctaw, Cherokee, Creek, or Muskogee, Seminole, Chickasaw. How they're saying all these particular names, and these are names in which they had to lose to Indian. Don't grandma or great-grandma, shouldn't they know who the hell they are? You know, so this is why they had to tell us in school that we came from, you know, Africa. You know, it's still the land, as we just finished talking about. So this is what left us stateless and landless, was that tale that they told to us. All right? This is what happened. Now, all right, somebody asked, what makes Black's Law Dictionary the authority on language? It doesn't. It doesn't make anybody the authority on language, but when you study linguistics and you study different languages, that makes you an authority in the sense of if you are able to connect the pieces from various different languages. We know that the language within law is Latin. We know the language within the medical profession is Latin. We know when you study herbology or plants, or herbology, you know, or herbalism in plants, that's Latin. So they say that Latin is a dead language. But when you go and do some research, you find that Latin actually is Moorish. All right? There's a brother, Prince Uriel Bey, in which that just passed recently, you know, peace and blessings be upon him. He taught Moorish Latin. Right, he taught Moorish Latin.
Wow.
All right. So what has to happen is that we need to go back and start doing our research on these various languages, because all of these languages come from out of the ancient mystery school. All right. Whether it's Latin, whether it's Phoenician, Hebrew, Arabic, these are all languages in which that stems from out of the ancient mystery school of Egypt, from out of the interior of Africa. They're not European languages.
I got to learn that language, more is Latin.
All right, so.
I do.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to learn it because it don't make any sense. So when we're talking about, once again, so when we're talking about Latin, we're talking about Moorish Latin. Remember, the first Romans were the Etruscans. The Europeans, when they coming out the Caucasus Mountains, they didn't know how to speak no language. They was talking about Oonga Boonga. They was eating it dead. They was crawling around on all fours. We had to civilize them. So they could not have given us no language. We are the civilizers of the world. That doesn't even make any sense. So all languages come from us. We gave them the language in which that we chose to give them. All right? And so we spoke Latin first. The Etruscans were the first Romans. J. A. Rogers, Sex and Race, what they never told you in history class, by Indo-Kemet Kush. Renoka Rashidi. Going through the research. All right? So we spoke
right.
These particular languages.
Right.
All right? We spoke Greek, or what they call Greek, but actually it's Phoenician, which is a form of Hebrew, because we was known as the Minoans. And the Minoans was out of the priesthood of Men. They followed Men, which is the ancient Egyptian deity, in which that was the god of fertility. The Minoans, this is who they were. So no, the Black Slow Dictionary don't have the authority on language, but we're talking about linguistics. And as being the bearers of linguistics, which means language encoded within our DNA, within our genealogy. And how we know this is because the simple fact is that when you compartmentalize the brain, psychologists and scientists have found that people can actually speak languages that they was never formally trained or taught in school. How the hell is that possible?
It's not.
Because it is encoded inside of your DNA. And so whatever ancestor want to speak, you can go back to that particular lineage and get the answer.
Wow.
And speak those languages. So we want to put the pieces of the puzzle back together in Metunata and begin to speak ancient Egyptian, or if we want to speak the dead language or what it's called, Latin, we can. There's no problem with that. But you have to embed yourself within those particular languages in order to get the feel for it, to utilize your tongue, and then those particular sciences will begin to start coming to us to the forefront once again. And that's the problem with our people, being that we've been dissociated, you know, and been given adjectives such as Negro, Blacks, and Colors, African Americans, and et cetera. We don't have a culture because we're based everything on these particular artificial labels. But when we come back into being Moors, which as we showed, the definition of land, and as we showed, means indigenous or native, and as we showed, it means natural person, once we come back into that, then we can begin to start developing a culture once again. Being that we civilized the world, that is no problem at all.
Right.
That shouldn't be a problem at all. All right? So, yes, so there really is no such thing as European names. There's no doubt about that, Brother Hiru. No doubt. There is none. All right? Except for, matter of fact, the word Europe is taken from a queen known as Europa. All right? And actually, the word Europa actually stems from the word Europa, which is a tribe from out of Africa, from out of Nigeria, in which that went up and who was actually part of the dynasty of ancient Kemet, of the 18th dynasty under Queen Hatshepsut, in which that went up into what we now know as Europe, or what become known as Europe. Actually, it was Asia Minor. There is no such thing as Europe when we look at it. It was Asia Minor. You had Asia Major and Asia Minor. There is no continent on the planet in which that does not end and start with A and ends with A. America, whether it's North, South, Central America, or the adjoining islands, America. It starts with A and ends with A. Asia starts with A, ends with A. Antarctica starts with A, ends with A. Australia starts with A, ends with A. Africa starts with A, ends with A.
Check that out.
All right? So, when we get into that, there is no Europe, because Europe don't even fit the criteria of a continent. Because, you know, in order to be a continent, you must be surrounded by water. It's not. All right? So it's nothing more than part of Asia. All right, so let's get that straight when we look at it historically and based on geographics. All right, so what we get ready to do is go to the phone line so y'all can begin to start calling in. When we're going to get back, we're going to go to the phones. Hold on, Brother L. We get ready to play a little something right quick.
All right.
Hey, look, it's Mass, right? Like the best on the planet,
ain't
man.
Nobody messing with me, man.
And then when you hook me up with TMR on the production, it's like
you rap.
You gonna make good music, like ain't nobody messing with me.
That's
like rap. I just make that head nod music.
That head bang,
I bet I do.
Bet it.
Bet I can make your head nod
all day.
Bet I can make your head nod
all day.
Bet I can make your head nod
all day.
Bet I can make your head nod. Bet I can make your head nod
all day.
Bet I can make your head nod
all day.
Bet I can make your head nod
all day.
Bet I can make your head nod. Can I be different on my track? Spit what I'm living, give them nothing but the facts. This is not a gimmick, this is really who I am. I'm just a piece of matter, they name with the label Mad. Feel like I'm on the planet just to spit the greatest rap. Make a complete upgrade from where is that at? I sound like the future, but it feel like the past. Have the people wanna chant, free at last, free at last. You can hear that this brother brain is stuck
up in them shack. I feel like I'm the Harriet Tubman up in this man. Elijah Muhammad starting something up in this fam. Rap revolution, get used to this type of jam. This is the exact definition of going ham. My raps come out crazy, cause baby, I'm going in. Success is my destination, I know I'm gonna win. So get with the program and watch me show off on a man.
Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod.
I use my voices like an instrument, and I just get all into it. A high vibratory frequency. What you hearing when I'm speaking is just the enemy. I let my soul take control. My ego is my enemy. My music is immortal. It'll go into infinity. It's like the legends Michael, Marley, Pop, Biggie, Whitney is all in my ancestry. They try and get rid of me like a Kennedy. Cause I can wake up the dead with what I'm saying lyrically. Not the people in the cemetery ain't speaking literally. I'm talking about the brain dead man that's here with me. This is what you call soul rap. You feel it spiritually. No MC could compare to me. And that is so apparently, evidently, I must be in my own league. My pop heard my music and this is what he told me.
What?
Keep making these songs a legacy you gon' leave. All I could do is cheese, that's what I think, so I agree.
Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod.
I feel like I'm the best. These other rappers a mess. All they spit is trash. Tell it just what they lack. I use my intellect to go stupid all on these tracks. Hit the vocal booth and start losing it when I rap. I'm so focused and in tune with it that you instantly react and then you start moving your neck. You think not? Well then, do you wanna bet? I know that I'm the shit. You hear the doo doo from my lips, or do you not get it? You too stupid. I'm too advanced. What I gotta do to get it? Through to your head. I got now, and plus the future is mad. So all you other cats, what you could do is relax. If you love hip hop, then be happy because it's back. For too long you had to be mad cause radio is so whack. That's cause half of these rappers is trash. Now that I'm on the ass, every track I'm gonna snap like that. Like
Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod all day. Bet I can make your head nod.
Brother Aleem, you on the air?
All right, yeah, we here, brother. Once again, we're going to start it on off. We was answering the question in the chat room concerning, where did the devil get this Greek mythology from? Well, according to the newer consensus and based on historians coming forth, they made it up. You know that these hundreds and thousands of artifacts and relics in which they cast into the Mesopotamian Sea. Mediterranean Sea. So you can actually get scuba gear on and go down and scuba dive and see these artifacts underneath the water. You know, so we know how they get down with that. You know, we know that's what they've been doing. You know, so this is the problem in which that has been perpetrated against us. You know, is them taking our land and hiding who the original people are, you know, and this is what's going on. This is what we went back to, what we're talking about, the minorities, and how even you look in the Black Flow Dictionary, you look up the word minority, it means infantile mind, immature. So when they even though we outnumber them 18-1, when you look up the word minor, which is the root of minority, it means one who has an infantile mind, one who cannot provide for self, and one who is immature.
Wow.
And the race right now, this is exactly how we are acting, because they provide for us for everything. So you want to breathe? Okay, well, we put chemtrails in the air. Oh, you want food? So we put GMOs into the food. Or you want water? Okay, well, we put fluoride in the water. As long as you're not providing for yourself, we'll take care of you. Of course we will.
So they got us all.
And what did Prophet Noble Dry Lee states? He said that based on us wanting to stay Negro, Blacks, and Colors, that we are seen as being undesirable. And that's the truth. We're referred to by the Rockefellers and others as useless eaters.
That's right.
So now they come with the genetic, with their eugenics program and population control agenda, in which that is what they're pushing now. You know what I'm saying? And for those in which that don't die off, well, they got another thing for you, which is the new Jim Crow, which deals with mass population hell. In the United States, only 5% of the world population, that's who we are. In the United States, only make up 5% of the population, but goddamn, it has 25% of the world prisoners. We're
right.
So-called blacks making up 65% of the U.S. prison system in population.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? In less than 3 decades, the United States population exploded from 300,000 to more than 2 million. And the majority of the convictions increased from drugs violations. So we have the world, so it has resulted in the world's highest incarceration rate, exceeding the rate of numbers of other countries around the world. As a matter of fact, exceeding the numbers of people of so-called blacks in college, male and female.
Yes, sir, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Exceeding the numbers of the whole United States military. There's more people in jail than the whole damn United States military.
That's no coincidence.
Nah, that's no coincidence.
At all.
And then about 7.6 million, almost 8 million, are under the prison correctional control. All right? So this is what's going on. The prison population grew from 700% from 1970 to 2005 at a rate that outpacing crime and population rates. The incarceration rates disproportionately impact on men of color, or as we would say, on Moors, on black, or so-called black males, melanin people, melanin males in particular. One in every 15 Moorish men, and one in every 36 Hispanics are incarcerated in comparison to one in every 106 so-called Albion men. Okay, so this is what they're banking on. For those that don't die off, they got something else for you, you know. And we know that their labor is now used as those who are in prison or warehouse, you know, or what is known as war to the states, and their labor is now being used as globalized economics.
Wow.
All right, and so in prison, they're making computers. They're making cars. I remember as a youth, I remember when I was young, you know, we heard of them making license plates. But they done took that shit to the whole new level now. They're making computers. They're making cars. They're making all types of things in there. And getting paid 29 cents to $1.50 an hour. Slave wages.
That's all it is.
Well, I mean, it makes good sense, you know, because we know what those wages is based on. You know, we know in the Constitution, the 13th Amendment, Section 1, it says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for crime.
And that's exactly what's going on.
Right, and that's exactly what's going on. And it's no coincidence, you know, that 80% of the prisons are in Republican areas. You know, so for, you know, all these Negroes to come out, you know, at this particular time against Obama during the election and become Republican, you know, such as, who was saying that dumb shit? Nicki Minaj and all these people talking about they are Republicans. And 80% of the goddamn prisons are in their sections, are in their areas. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Lincoln used to be a Republican. Yeah, Lincoln was a Republican, but they ain't got nothing to do nowadays. That was under the Republic.
That's right.
There is no Republic now.
No, it's been overthrown.
You know, it's been overthrown with a de facto government. So there is no de jure government. You don't believe me? Go to the Blackstone Dictionary and look up statute. This is what is going on in admiralty. Everything is based on statutes. Codes, rules, regulations, ordinances, and it says a statute is a bond. And so that's what all criminal statutes are. They're bonds. Courtroom charges are civil, not criminal. Everything involves a bond. When you're arrested, there's two different sets of bonds. You have the bid bond filled out when you're arrested, and you end up signing it. You have at the district court level, if you have federal charges, then you got the SF-273, which is the bid bond. You have the 274, the performance bond, and you have the 275, which is the payment bond. At the lower court level, you have the GSA SF forms, which is 24, which is the bid bond. The performance bond is the 25, and the payment bond is the 25A form. And they're all put out by the GSA under the Comptroller of the Commerce, under the GAO, which is the General Accounting Office of the United States. And so these bonds have a penalty attached to it, or some penalty attached to it. For each violation, which is a felony, it's $1 million.
Wow.
So if it's kidnap, if it's murder, if it's attempted murder, if it's whatever, and then if they get you for each offense, this is what they're doing. And they're using your exemption in order to do it. Now, those who might not know what the exemption is, your exemption is your Social Security number without the dashes. But the password which that taps you into that is on the back of your Social Security card, which is your prepaid levy bond number, which is known as your IMF, International Monetary Fund number.
It's written in all red.
Exactly. It's written in all red.
Mm-hmm.
It's written in all red. Exactly. And what people don't know is where that takes you to. Remember, we're still on the yellow brick road. Remember, they was going to where?
Land of Oz.
Right, the Emerald City. Remember, there was only yellow brick road. The yellow bricks symbolizes gold.
Right, where did the gold go?
Right, before 19, it was gold. But you got caught up with the straw man. You got caught up with the Tin Man taxpayer identification number. You got caught up with the Cowardly Lion. And y'all all on the way to the Yellow Brick Road to the Emerald City, which is symbolic to the Federal Reserve Bank. That's what that is symbolic to.
Which is another term for central bank.
Yeah, right. Decentralized bank. So when you look at the original Social Security card, which was designed by Fred Hampel of Albany, New Jersey, or New York, excuse me, in 1936, that's where the card was created. And the creation of the Social Security card account is known as the SETI-Q Trust. And it means basically that you have a beneficiary, that you are a beneficiary in this equitable interest in a trust, which the legal title be invested to the trustee.
Oh,
now, you can
deep.
Read this in United States Supreme Court case Green versus Underhill. But the IRS is the accounting and collection division of the International Monetary Fund, the bankers, who the company owes money to. Right? Remember, the country is bankrupt.
That's right.
So it is nothing more than a company which has filed bankruptcy. And they did that in 1933 under the House Joint Resolution 192, June 5th.
That's what I keep talking today on the CNN News, talking about they reaching the debt ceiling.
Right.
What debt ceiling?
Exactly. Whatever the one that they make up tomorrow.
No such thing.
Right. There's no such thing because there's nothing of substance.
You
there's
no
gold or there's no silver in which that is backing the fiat notes.
So where's your debt?
Right. So where your debt is?
Where
right.
is your Social Security Administration? Where is it?
Exactly. So we know that your Social Security card, which is your exemption without the dashes, is the bridge between the private side and the public side.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, took the application and to pledge your future labor as a guarantee for payment to the bankers. That's what they did. If you go and read the IRC, which is the Internal Revenue Code, at birth you're worth $650,000. At birth.
You said the Internal Revenue Code.
Yes, the IRC.
Okay.
The International, the Internal Revenue Code. You're worth at birth $650,000. So you're worth almost $1 million at birth. And as you turn 18, into the hundreds of millions of dollars it matures. Now, people don't understand. Go and look under the doctrine of Paneris Patria, which means government as parent. That's Latin for government as parent. Now, you know damn well the government should not be your parent, but you signed over your child, mothers, fathers, at birth, and on the birth form, which is the birth certificate, on the original one, it says specifically that the mother is the informant.
Right.
And if you look at the substitute birth certificate that they give you at the Register of Deeds, if you look down on the left-hand side, it says Midwest Bank Note Company or American Bank Note Company. In other words, and those numbers in red on the birth certificate is your bond number. All right? So as a result of manipulation, the bankruptcy of the United States of America in 1930, all the assets of the so-called American people, their person, and of our country itself was held by the Depository Trust Company, which is located at 55 Water Street, New York City, New York, which is secured by the Uniform Commercial Code and their liens, you know, which are being monetized as debt money by the Federal Reserve Bank.
I forgot. Where you said the bond number is located?
On your birth certificate on the left-hand side. But if you come down at the bottom left-hand side, you'll see which bank and which that transpired through.
Okay.
West Bank Note Company or the American Bank Note Company, one of those.
Okay.
right? Now, we know that it's 12. If you look on the back of your Social Security card, you have a letter in front of those 8 digits.
Right.
All right? If you have A, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. If you have B, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. If you have C, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. If you have D, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. If you have E, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. If you have F, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. If you have G, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. If you have H, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. If you have I, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. If you have J, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. If you have K, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. If you have L, that's the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. These are the 12 Federal Reserve Banks in which that auction you right before they put you out on the stock market.
What does the A stand for?
A stands for the bank, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston.
Okay.
Okay. The Treasury is also a bank. If you look at Title 31, United States Code, Section 321, it spells out that the Secretary of State of Treasury, is the CFO of the Treasury Bank. This is the reason why when you do your UCC, one financial statement and other documents or affidavits in which that goes along with it, because it's not by itself, you send this information to Timothy Geithner, or who is known as the Secretary of Treasury, in order to activate and open your trust account.
Wow.
All right? Because he is a bank. And not just that, as a matter of fact, speaking of Timothy Geithner, you know, he was the executive officer or the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. You know, before he became, the United States Treasury, secretary. And New York is B. So he was over the second district for the Reserve Bank before he became the Secretary of Treasury. So as the Secretary of Treasury, he's like the payroll clerk. As most any companies, that you might have seen or had to go for, especially in human resources. There's no coincidence that they call it human resource. But he acts as a dual capacity of both the payroll clerk and receiver in the bankruptcy of the bankers. That's basically his position.
Man.
You know. So this is what people don't realize. You know, so when we're talking about all of this, you know, they got to be clear, you know, of, once again, the difference between artificial and natural. And so they have to learn how to write up certain affidavits, in particular, a denial of corporate status will have to be one. After you declare your nationality or you do an affidavit of nationality or affidavit of citizenship, affidavit of truth, affidavit of facts, affidavit of common law name correction, affidavit of revoking power of attorney, affidavit of non-taxpayer status, affidavit of baptismal record or live claim birth, you know, affidavit of, like we said, the denial of corporate status, all of these particular affidavits, you know, you will write up and you'll go to the register of deeds and you would put them on public record. Or if you have a registers, there's a register place in which that you can actually put them online as a form of public record, or you can put them in the newspaper as a form of public record. The point is to put it on the public record so that people can know your stance and that you have changed your status from 3/5 person to being a 5/5 or a whole person. A whole being, I should say, all right? A natural being, that you put yourself back as to being a natural being, because a 3/5 person is also defined by Ballantine Law Dictionary as being a monster. A human being is a monster, according to the Ballantine Law Dictionary. a beast. The Jews refer to the so-called Gentiles, or those who operate from their genitals, who think with their little head and not the big head, as being gohim, cattle or chattel. Hence you get the word, the French word chattel, which is the English transliteration cattle, herds to the slaughter. Gohim or goy. Gohim is plural.
I heard the word goya or goyim.
Right, goyim. Right, so this is what they refer to us as. You know, but we're not the Gentiles. Originally, we was never the Gentiles. We was always God's chosen people because we were the first people on the planet Earth. So how else could we be anything else?
Actually, when you talk about the goyim, actually, you talk about the European.
That's exactly who we're talking about. Because they're the only ones who works and operate off their lower nature to that extent.
Huh.
With all the destruction in which they have perpetrated against the masses of the people on the planet Earth. In every country, in every environment, they have gone and destroyed, manipulated, created catastrophes. I mean, this is some devilish work going on.
Yes, sir, it is.
There's no doubt about it.
That was really a lot of news to me when you name out the Federal Reserve banks, as
oh,
A
yeah.
being Boston, and B was New York.
Right.
Yeah, that was something new I just learned.
All right. Well, that's because the birth certificate is a negotiable instrument, and it's registered security, a stock certificate evidenting and representing the preferred stock of the corporation. Hence, you, i.e., you. Against which you are the surety, is a pedigree chattel document establishing the existence of the straw man.
That's what they're using the New York Stock Exchange today.
And they're using the New York Stock Exchange, in which that is the national, you know, domestic, as well as also the foreign stock exchange, which is the international.
Hmm.
And your birth certificate is being sold worldwide.
Everybody's getting a piece of it.
Except for you.
Boy.
So it's a title of, so it's a document of title to a straw man. It is a warehouse receipt for your body. Delivery receipt. Industrial bond between you, the flesh and blood, man or woman, and the industrial society in corporate United States, artificial person.
Mm.
That's what it is.
How devilish can you get?
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. Boy, this is, if we really knew how deep this rabbit hole really went, you know, if we really knew, would we wake the fuck up or we want to stay in the Matrix? Or would we want to stay in Oz?
That's where most of America want to stay.
Oh, yeah. That's where most of them do want to stay. And that's why the majority of them have not declared their nationality as of yet.
No, they want to, you know, try to just explain it to them. They're like, you crazy. Or they just don't want to hear. You know, it brings them out of something that they don't want to let go. Or, you know, out of fear that they may miss out on something.
But look, it's real simple. It's real simple. The United States citizen is on file in the official records in Washington, D.C., and the property and the assets of every living U.S. citizen, which they, based on what I told you, under Negro, Black, and Color status, they have you under that category or classification as U.S. citizen, even though the 14th Amendment was never fully ratified.
That's
meaning
right.
That you are not a U.S. citizen, nor will you ever be. Dred Scott versus Sanford. But as you thinking that you are a living United States citizen, you was pledged as collateral for the national debt.
Since day one.
Right, since day one. And if people don't want to believe it, they can go and get the evidence. Federal Children Department established the Shepard Townsend Act of 1922 under the Department of Commerce. And every citizen is given a number, the red number on the birth certificate, the bond number. And every living birth is valued at $650,000. Federal Reserve
dollars in collateral from the Fed. So this is slavery. This is how they sold your ass.
Man. Now what it is, a whole majority of Europeans don't even know it.
Right. And this was the bond that was attached to your birth certificate of birth, i.e., your Social Security card on which that demonstrates that. This is why, if you were smart, people would begin to start studying how to tap into their exemption accounts in order to pay off their debts. And by paying off their debts, and I'm saying paying because there is no real money, but paying through your exemption or being able to access your exemption account to end your debts, it would be wise to do so.
Right.
This is what this whole thing is about, you know. So when you fill out the proper forms, you know, and before I get to the forms, you know, let's go into, you know, the parties who's over these particular liens, you know, which is your birth certificates, who's over this now at these Federal Reserve banks. We spoke about the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, which is A, and who's over it is Eric S. Rosengreen, a Jew. We spoke about Bank of New York, and who is over it as the CEO is William Dudley. We spoke about the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, and who's over it is Charles I. Pulser. He's the CEO. The CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland is Sandra Pianello. Over the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond is Jeffrey M. Lacker. Okay? Over the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta is Dennis P. Lockhear, Lockhart. Over the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago is Charles L. Evans. Over the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis is James B. Bullock. CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis is Narayana Kokalokota.
It's interesting, the name.
Right. CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City is Esther George. Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, CEO is Richard W. Fisher. CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Francisco is John C. Williams. So these are the people who is over this Federal Reserve Bank. All right? And being that Timothy Geithner is one of the former CEOs of the Federal Reserve Bank, that means the U.S. Treasury, of course, as we know, is tied directly to the Federal Reserve Bank. And based on the Constitution, the only one in which that has the authority in order to actually press or print or patent coinage is actually the Treasury. Which that, based on what we was told, a dollar actually was coinage. It was not a fiat note. It was not a FRN. It was actually a coin. That was actually a dollar. And based on the Constitution, in order to be so-called declared sovereign or have your attached to land, you need at least 20 pieces of silver. Hence the reason why we keep telling people that they need to get into the silver and gold program.
Yes, sir. That's what I be preaching them every day.
Right. Because you're going around saying that you have land ties and you're saying that you're sovereign or whatever the case is, and you don't have no gold or silver, in which that give you the ability in order to invoke common law. So you go to court with no substance. All right? This is what the silver bond certificate or the gold bond certificate is actually for, is to put within your court case in order to show that you have something of substance, that you're not the straw man, that you're not, you know, the so-called tin man, that you have declared that there's an affidavit of denial of corporate status, that there's a distinction between the natural person or natural being and the artificial person or what is known as the legal entity. This is what is going on. This is what needs to be going on. You know, so you know, let's see here. I don't know if you got anybody on the line yet. Let's see. All right, we got some callers. Hold on, Brother L. We're going to bring them in. Area code 347. You're on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you. Come on in. What you got,
Peace,
out?
Peace, brother.
Peace.
Yeah, I was calling to find out about I missed out on when you were talking about the continents ending with A and thought.
Right, it's real simple, brother. Only continents ends with A and begins with A. So the continents begins with A, ends with A. All of them are continents. The one in which that don't, which is Europe, is not. Australia.
Okay, why is that?
Because A symbolizes the beginning and the end, which is Alpha.
Okay.
Which symbolizes God. Alpha and Omega.
Okay.
Remember, they tell you in your Bible that Alpha and Omega is the Son of Man. Hence, you are in the image and after likeness of the Son of God or the Son of Man. That's actually what you represent, not just a character in which that they composed during 325 A.D. and Constantine nearly 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, so by throwing Europe in there as a continent, I guess that's part of the technology.
Of course it is. That's all they've been doing on the planet.
Yeah. Okay, brother. Thanks a lot. Let somebody else get on.
All right.
Peace.
Thanks.
All right. We got area code 561. Area code 561. You're on the line. 561.
Peace. This is Brother Henry out of West Palm.
Peace, brother.
Peace.
Shem Hotep.
Shem Hotep, brother.
Hotep, Mo.
I had a question for Dr. Day, concerning 1961, you know, the government been trying to go out of their way to snatch the guns out of the American people's hands, or you can just say the people's hands.
Right.
And go ahead and seize all your weapons so you won't be able to fight back as far as that way.
Right, no doubt about it. That's what this Sandy shooting was set up for in order to make Obama and the Vice President Joe Biden in order to put stricter laws on, you know, on the guns.
Exactly.
The semi-automatics, you know, so what we know that Walmart no longer sells semi-automatic weapons, so it's already taking place, being that Walmart is one of the largest distributors of corporations, in which that was at one time one of the largest manufacturers of, well, I should say one of the largest distributors of guns. They're no longer selling those particular semi-automatics. So, yes, it has already started. And so that's what the ploy was behind the Sandy Hook mass shootings. As we know, you can go to our blog on www.DrAlimElBey, that's DrAlimElBey, and you can go there and read the blog in which that we specifically laid an outline down on the fraud in which that took place with the mass shooting and actually how those was actors in which that was brought in. And when you look at the footage, there are no ambulances, no EMS, nothing. Just cops or just sheriffs, and they just blocking the entrance ways and so forth and so on. You know, so you go and do your research, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. All
right? Right. One more last question. You know, every once in a while, I would get on the YouTube, and I would see people expressing their experiences about how they went to hell and how they had these near-death experiences and experiencing themselves in front of the devil or a Diablo or Satan or Lucifer or whoever they want to say it is. But, could you expound on that for the audience here, you know, the listeners, what that may be all about?
Number one, it's real simple. The mind is what manifests and brings things into existence. So basically, when you leave the physical body, or whether it's through a near-death experience or whether it's through a death experience, what you take with you are the things in which that you was taught. And so in the case of heaven and hell, we are taught what hell is and what heaven is. And we take the symbolism in which that we was taught and trained and indoctrinated with us after we leave the physical body, or through a near-death experience, as we were saying, in which that is not an actual disconnection totally. As a matter of fact, the total disconnection between body and soul takes place after 3 days after the death of the upper physical body. If you can actually get there within 3 days or even, you know, 3-4 days or so, you can actually bring the soul back into the body if you know that particular alchemy. All right, but when you die, heaven and hell are states of mind, and you project what you've been taught. So if you think about that, you've seen the devil, or that you was going to hell and so forth and so on, then that's what you're going to experience after you leave.
Hmm.
Okay, so
wow.
That's
pretty deep. Earlier, you was cracking a whoop, the whip, you know, concerning the prison, you know, people in prison with the from 25 cents to a dollar, you know. But I got firsthand experience that they start you off with like 10 cents,
you know,
and then the higher the person can get, you know,
right.
like a dollar. But you have been in there so long and being slave-driven so
right.
bad that pretty much not too many people going to make a dollar.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So to get what I'm saying, prison is definitely the modern day enslavement of the mind, the body, and the soul. So if you don't get on these books, you know, and get this knowledge going on, you're definitely going to be lost in that. And then once you get out, you're still going to be in prison because the mentality that you came out with is still going to follow you. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, and matter of fact, if you're a felon, then, I mean, you're relegated permanently down to a second-class citizen if you don't declare your nationality. So that is the key. And matter of fact, this is one of the things in which that we have to do as a people, because nationality is still the thing of the day. That is the key to our change of status and us coming back into something of our own, you know, is through declaring our nationality and not to just continue to be landless and stateless. It doesn't make any sense. But thank you, brother. I'm going to go. I got a lot of calls on here, so I'm going to go to them right quick. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, we got area code 704. Area code 704, you're on the line. 704?
Hello?
Yes, peace, brother.
Yeah, peace, brother.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm calling from North Carolina.
All right, brother Mike, from the Charlotte area?
Yeah.
All right.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, Mo.
Good. Good. I had a question about discharging debt. Is there a certain way you have to do it? Or with a whole lot of filing involved? Or how does that work?
Actually, yes, there's a system to it. You need to fill out a proper UCC, one financing statement, in which that in the debtor's box you need to put the hospital in which that you was so-called birthed in. Because remember that you came to birth or to shore, you know, just like ships are birthed, you came to shore, or your mother's water broke, you know, was there at the hospital, so therefore you came to shore. That's what they that's admiralty or maritime law. That's based on maritime law. So you have to know how to fill out a proper UCC-1 financing statement. All right. So in that debtor's position, you could put if you was birthed in the hospital, then you would put the hospital in which that you was birthed in. If you was not born in the hospital, as they would say, birthed in the hospital, then you would put the register of deeds. And if you was not in this country, you know, what they consider the so-called United States of America, then you would put the DTC, the Depository Trust Company. And in other words, if you are here in America but you was not born here, then, or, you know, what they call, you know, see, we really are the Americans. We're not U.S. citizens, but, you know, we got to use the terminology in order to convey what we're saying here. But that's what you would do. And in the secure box, you would put your birth name, you know, and then on the UCC one addendum, the signer, you would put your indigenous appellation, which are, or your free national name, and you assign all the property from the secure party to you, which is now in the proper name or in proper person, outside of the jurisdiction of the artificial person, because the artificial person, which is your name spelled in all caps, is the slave name or which has a bond attached to it, hence you are in bondage, you know. So the indigenous appellation, or what is known as the free national name, does not have a bond attached, don't have a birth certificate in their system. You might have a baptismal record in which that actually, from a church or from a temple, you can actually use in place of a birth certificate in order to get most things accomplished. Okay, so you need a proper one filed. You need a UCC affidavit attachment. You need a negative avertment. You need a copyright, trademark, trade name. You know, you need an affidavit for grand power of attorney, a security agreement, private agreement, whole harmless indemnity clause agreement with a collateral listing. You need an affidavit bond for discharge debt. You need your Form 56s, which is your fiduciary relationship, you know, and fiduciary appointment letters to the United States Secretary of Treasury, Timothy F. Geithner, and the U.S. Attorney General, Eric H. Holder, and the Commissioner of the IRS, Douglas Schumann, and et cetera. You need your non-negotiable chargeback or your non-negotiable bill of exchange, your private bond set off, your fidelity bond, your certificate of value of your birth certificate, you know, on the back, you know, as well as also your optional form 90, 91. Your optional form 90 is the release only in the real property. Yeah, optional form 91 is a release of personal property from escrow. What is escrow? That's jail. You need your standard form 28, your affidavit of individual surety. So you need these particular forms, you know. You need your registered red mail tab, you know, which that RB from the post office or U.S. Postal Service, RB means registered bond. You know, so when you get a registered mail tab, you want registered bond mail tab. You know, and of course, put on your various documents the red fox stamp, and which that symbolizes, it has two stripes down the center of the S, which that symbolizes real money as compared to the way that they have it on majority of the stamps, which is only one. So these are the documents which that you need, brother. But I have to go, because I got other callers on the line here, so
if there was
you can go to our website, and everything is broken down on there, okay?
What is your website?
Dr. Alim Elbey, DrAlimElbey, DrAlimElbey.com. Also, you can go to our other website, cultural-freedom.com. That's cultural-freedom, FREEDOM, cultural-freedom.com. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Peace.
Peace.
All right. We got area code 404. Area code 404, you're on the line. Peace.
Peace.
Greetings.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, brother?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir. I hear you more.
Okay. This is brother Dwayne Waters here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, brother Dwayne. How you going?
Yeah, it's beautiful, brother, to sit here and listen and meditate on the vibe that you are bringing forth. I'd just like to ask a question. Can you repeat those Federal Reserve Bank numbers for me?
You mean the letters?
The letters, I'm sorry. Letters.
Yeah. Basically, we were saying that the first district for the Reserve Bank is of Boston, and that's letter A. The second district for the Reserve Bank of New York is B. The third district for the Reserve Bank of Philadelphia is C.
Okay.
The fourth district for the Reserve Bank of Cleveland is D.
Okay.
The fifth district for the Reserve Bank of Richmond, Virginia, is E, as well as also that's tapped into Charlotte, North Carolina, too.
Okay.
The sixth district for the Reserve Bank of Atlanta is F. The seventh district for the Reserve Bank of Chicago is G. The eighth district for the Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Missouri, is H. The ninth district for the Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, Minnesota, is I. The 10th district for the Reserve Bank of Kansas City, Kansas, is J. Kansas City, Missouri, is J. The 11th district of for the Reserve Bank of Dallas is K. And the 12th district for the Reserve Bank of San Francisco, California, is L.
It's L. Okay. Thank you, brother. I just sit here and don't want to hold your time up, but truly we're in a positive time. The veil has been lifted, and those who want to sleep, let them sleep. And those who want to wake up, then they need to wake up. Peace and blessings to you, brother.
Yes, sir. Peace to you,
all right. We got another caller. We got another calls here. We got area code 202. Area code 202, you're on the line.
You hear me?
Yes, we can. How you doing tonight?
Fine. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing well.
Doing fine, ma'am.
That's good. I need to ask, it might sound silly, but I need to ask this question. You know, 202 is the district, Washington, D.C.
Right.
And what you were saying about the 40-mile range.
Right, the 40-mile range is in Washington, D.C., yes.
Does that make every person here a U.S. citizen?
Yes, it does.
Automatic.
Right. Now, do you have the right in order to declare the territory in which that actually makes up Washington, D.C., which is actually Maryland or Virginia? You also have that right, too. Actually, you would use the indigenous area. Matter of fact, the Powhatan people was the ones within the area known as the so-called Moors, or as they became referred to as Indians. But the Powhatan people were in that particular area of Washington, what they now known as the Potomac River area of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So you can actually use the original name of that territory, all right, which is called Shariq.
Shariq.
Right, which is the word, that's where the word Cherokee actually derives from.
Okay.
What is called Chickaquay, which is part of the Quay Confederation.
Okay. Because my mother is from South Carolina, and my father's from the North Carolina. But it's like all our people came up and moved up here.
And that's Cherokee.
Cherokee. And she says, that's what my grandpa says.
Mm-hmm.
We are Cherokees. And I was wondering, because I'm trying to, I voiced it and claiming out that I am a Moor.
Right.
But I have not put it in on paper or publicized it, put it on, y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So I've been on your website. I've been following you on also on YouTube, and you make so much sense.
Yes.
He just gets me. I'm always looking for you, you know, to get that information. Because it's truth. You can tell.
No doubt.
You know, I resonate with them every time. So, thank y'all, brothers.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, more.
And y'all have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Love, God is peace. Peace and love.
Peace and love. All right, we got area code 309. Area code 309, you on the line.
Yeah, Illinois. Hello?
Yes, please. We can hear you, brother.
Yeah, peace, bro. It's live. Yeah, I've been following you too a lot, some of your lectures, you know, on the YouTube, and I see that you had to distinguish yourself, you know, separate yourself from a straw man or whatever. Also, in some of the research, I came across the Herb's Revised Statutes.
Right.
The prophet had brought.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on the Herb's Revised Statutes a little bit? Because
it establishes religious organization, which was done so in the late 1800s, in which that give the ability in order to have religious protection based on the First Amendment, in which that dealt with religious freedom. And, of course, Congress has no right in order to legislate anything in regard to religion. That is constitutional. So he put us under the religious protection of the Herd Revised Statutes. And most of the charters throughout the country in which that was part of the temple structure, whether it was regular temples or whether if it was what is known as subordinate temples, majority of them replaced what was known as the Moorish Temple of Science, you know, with the Moorish Science Temple of America on their charters, or the Moorish Holy Temple of Science with the Moorish Science Temple of America on their charters. Because based on what Prophet Noble Ali said, we was forced to make changes. And that's the force of changing, which he was talking about, from a civic to a religious, as in far as religion offers protection. All right?
Okay. So that was the forced change.
Right. So that was the change that was forced, was the change from civic to religious, you know, in which he states that the Moorish Temple of Science, which is actually the Moorish Holy Temple of Science, which is also the Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the world, was changed to the Moorish Science Temple of America, you know, based on religious protection. You know, that's what it was basically for, and to be utilized as a religious corporation or in this regard, a religious organization. We know that, you know, churches do not have to pay taxes. They are tax exempt.
Right. No liability.
Right. And they do not have to, and they do not actually have to fall up on their 501c3 status, in which that did not occur until the 1960s. And that came through Lyndon B. Johnson. Lyndon B. Johnson did that in 1965, you know, was put together, you know, the 501c3. And that was to stop the churches or the temples and the mosques, or the synagogues, or whatever the case is, from being political.
Right.
So remember,
now also one more.
Remember, your nationality is based on your political status. So when you're giving back your nationality, you know, hence your nationality, you know, identified as your nationality ID or your nationality card, then you are supposed to be political, civic in mind, you know, but also to have that religious protection. So that's what he was trying to give, restore back to us.
Right, that claim your nationality, claim your nationality, getting the Ila Bay attached to your name. Now, that puts us under the protection of the Islamic creed, but then,
right, it also give us the protection of the religious creed, but it also give us our connection back to the land, because Choctaw, Chickasaw, Seminole, Creek, which is Muscogee, and Cherokee, all are the names of the so-called five civilized tribes. It's no coincidence that we use Al, Bay, Il, or what is Il, Bay, Day, Ali, you know, which are the so-called five names, you know, and those five names are connected to those five so-called five civilized tribes. Those were our people, you know, under those particular names that made coin. You know, coined us by, you know what I'm saying? Because those are not actually the original names themselves. But those names, but those particular Indian names actually is tied to our Islamic creed, which is our divine creed, which is those particular names, which is El Bayde Al Ali.
Okay. And that also gives us, and by claiming our nationality, doesn't that separate us and also enables us to proceed and probably become a trustee of the vast estate of what the prophet left for us?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Islam,
you got it, brother.
Islam.
Other calls, appreciate you more. Let me go to these other calls. 302, thank you. 302, you're on the line.
302.
Wanted to add on to the when you was talking about the Walmart and the semi-automatic weapons with Walmart.
Okay.
For all of those out there and, you know, dealing with this principle from a sovereign perspective, you
yes.
can go to apexguns.com and
mm-hmm.
you can order what is it's the kit. You got to put your you can order a kit for semi-automatic weapons. You just got to put it together yourself.
Mm.
And it's coming from overseas, and you already know if you're dealing with it from a sovereign perspective, you're dealing with the right to bear arms. So I just wanted to put that out there. If you need to grab a hold of one of those and you're having trouble getting it from a sovereign perspective, that's the way you can get it. You just got to order the parts and put it together yourself. Peace, Eileen.
Peace, God. How you doing today? Grand Sheen.
I'm all right.
Messiah.
Peace, peace.
He is on the line. I'm talking about the Grand Sheik is up in the house with as my co-host tonight.
Brother Victorian Hill.
Okay, yeah, tonight's demonstration was excellent, beautiful. This summit
that's the
beautiful
Grand Sheik right there from out of Missouri.
Okay,
yes,
peace.
Peace.
Peace and love.
Peace and love to you, boy.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna keep the movement moving.
Yeah, tell them what your perspective on the summing up the Moors this weekend.
Oh, that was beautiful. It was beautiful. That's the best event I ever been to, and going to events, you know, I've been to several events for the Moors, and that event, I mean, I feel as though we got a lot of things accomplished, and we're going to continue to move forward based upon, you know, the social networking that we did while we was down there with various different Moors from various different jurisdictions. I think we're going to definitely get a lot accomplished just based on that summit right there.
No doubt. And plus,
you
got parts coming up August the 17th, 2013. So make sure y'all at this next one. We need every single cheer. Matter of fact, we want standing ovation the whole time. All right? We need as many people there as possible.
Yes, sir.
In order to get the understanding, overstanding, understanding of what's really need to be done right now. We got on agriculture, horticulture, as well as aquaponics. You know, we got on land issues, how to get land, going through the Bureau of Land Management, getting the land patent number, putting your own land patent numbers. If there's property in which that's been abandoned, then you can actually claim that property because there's people in which that do not have relatives and die off, and therefore there's no heirs to the land, and therefore you can actually go in and write your own quiet claim deed and actually confiscate that land, simply pay off the taxes if there are still taxes on it, and the land is yours without any backlash whatsoever. And that's even if you're living within the so-called 13 colonies, except you don't have to call the so-called, quote-unquote, land management, Bureau of Land Management in order to do so. You simply write up your quiet claim deed or your warrant deed, and you put that in at the register of deeds. And, you know, right then and there, basically, the land is yours if you pay off those taxes. So you always want to get land on which that has no bank and has no mortgage company attached to it. And if you can find land on which there has no heirs attached, then that way you don't have to worry about the heirs coming back and snatching the land from you, because heir land, as we always know, cannot be sold. So make sure that y'all understand those basic sciences when y'all doing these things. And we see a lot of brothers and sisters doing it, and it's not being done properly, so they're having backlash.
Uh-huh.
All right. Appreciate you, Brother Messiah. Grand Sheik, be getting ready to go to another call here. Or either you want to stay on and you can join on in. We're going to go to area code 205. We're on the line.
Islam, boy.
Lord Obey, I had to ask you a question, dealing with.
What?
So, when brothers.
Islam, brother. Love Joy. Yeah, we got you. Come on.
Islam.
All right. When Moors were claiming nationality, right, they do the affidavits. You know, when that's been rebutted for point, we know that stands as truth, right?
Stands as truth in commerce and within law. That's right, brother.
Right. And I had gotten information from this Moor out of New York. He had dropped it on me about doing a apostille with the nationality
right.
form. And the Sun-Dried Fruit Moore Act.
Right. Now, you can use all of that information in your postel. That's what he was saying. And you can go to the Secretary of State and actually get them to authenticate and put these seals on upon your postel. And you can actually take it to the authentication area in which that they'll authenticate the notary. You know, and so you can actually have that verified at the Secretary of State level, you know. And that is also one of the ways of being able to record, you know, your nationality or your status change. All right, so you can also do it at the state level. You can also do it at the county level, which is the Register of Deeds or the Civil Filing section of the Clerk of Courts.
Mm-hmm. I know I read it. You can do it. Go ahead.
It ain't there no more.
It probably fell behind the chair. Did you look under the bed?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably there. I moved.
Peace.
Islam.
Peace. Yeah. Islam. I know I had thought I got some information where you can actually do it at federal level too in Washington D.C.
Yeah, you can. You can except you would have to pay $35 and you can have it filed, but they really don't have any. You can also do it at the state level or at Washington, D.C., and you can have it filed. You can, and it's for $35, brother. So, yes, you can have it filed there also. Matter of fact, those are the steps in which that we would recommend is either having it filed at the county level, at the Register of Deeds, or at the Civil Filing section of the Clerk of Courts, or either moving it up to the Secretary of State or going to, going to the federal level, at the Secretary of State, of the United States Secretary of State there and having a file. And you can do it also, like we said, at the federal level. So you can also go to the federal court and actually put it on record for $35, you know, and they'll put it within their microfilm, microfiche section, and you can actually pull it up for record. But they don't really take the document, but they'll document it, but they won't take your documents and they don't have a file location, like a physical file location, but they will put it in for you, you know, on the microfiche. So you can do those different things. There's no doubt about it, brother.
Right. Now, real quick, now, can you explain as to the reason the importance of filing one vice versa just doing, you know, your regular notary, you know, at federal level?
Well, like we said, talking about the federal level, you're talking about, Secretary of State. All of the notaries fall under the Secretary of State, and all of the secretaries fall under the United States Secretary of Treasury, the Secretary of State, which is, you know, the former position now, because Hillary Clinton is getting ready to leave that post. But all of the secretaries of state fall under her guideline, and whoever else is getting ready to come in, they had a problem with Rice moving into that position, and she pulled out. And so they got, I think they got John Kerry, in which they're trying to make Secretary of State now. But what it does is verify the authenticity of the notary. So like I said, each notary within a state are actually deputies, all right, of the Secretary of State. And each Secretary of State is a deputy of the United States Secretary of State. So let me just say it like that for simplicity.
Right, okay, I got peace.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Peace.
All right, we got area code 336. Area code 336. You on the line.
Hey, what's going on, brother Lynn?
How you doing,
Peace.
How's going on, brother Hill? I was in the chat room, and my queen, she's in school and everything, but she wanted to know it. I had told her, but she wanted to know about her reclaiming her birthrights and everything for me and her and our kids, and she just wanted to know about her going to college and working. She was trying to figure out how would that be.
Right. Once again, we made a distinction between natural person and artificial person. When you declare your nationality, you're coming back as a natural person, meaning that you now have status and a nationality, and you have clan land rights. You can still utilize the artificial person. In other words, that's the name in which they have attached to the birth certificate. unless you dissolve the birth certificate and unless you ask for the birth certificate back, they're still utilizing that birth certificate. So what that means is that you can still receive benefits or just from that birth certificate. So if you want to go to college and do those types of things and you have to work, then you do it under that straw man. But you don't have to put your indigenous appellation or your free national name into their system if you choose not to. Now, if you choose to, then you would go and you would get your affidavit of common law name correction, not name change, because you're not going before a judge, but you would do an affidavit of common law name correction in which that you would get filed at the Register of Deeds or at the civil filing section of the clerk of courts, and they would put their seal on it and everything, and you would take that last page down to the Social Security Administration in which that you would tell them that you have changed your name. They would
right.
then put your name on the Social Security card. Of course, it would still be in all caps. You know, and then you can go to the DMV in order to get a ID or a driver's license if you choose to. This is you. But you will also put under there UCC 1-308 or UCC 1-103.6, which
right.
means you reserve all your rights without prejudice. And you would on there if you possibly can, and you would or TDC, the direct arrest and coercion. And you would get those particular items. But you will not mess with the birth certificate. You will not amend the birth certificate. Prophet Noble Drali told us specifically, do not mess with the birth certificate, because you will receive compensation in the form of reparations from that name. You know, in other words, from that slave name.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's how you would do it, if that's, you know, what you would choose to do. I would just recommend you go back and listen to what I'm saying on here on the show, in order to make sure that you understand everything that I'm telling you. Or give me a call at 252-257-3588, and I'll go into more detail.
I sure will. Appreciate it, bro. All
right, please, appreciate you. Peace out.
Peace
and love, God.
All right, peace.
All right, we got area code 309. 309, you're on the line. 309. Peace.
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be reading a chapter in my book for this college course I got, but it's hard not to listen in on the real knowledge for that artificial shit. So, I got two quick questions. I'm in the process of getting nationalized and whatnot, and I got a court date coming up though, and I was wanting to know how to respond to when they call my name out, and I know it's that straw man name. I want to know how to respond to that. And
it's real simple. Do you have an indigenous name or a free national name that said you chosen for yourself with El Bay De Al Ali on the end?
No, not at the moment I do not.
But you need one. You need to come out with a name that you feel comfortable with and which that give you a good vibration or frequency, and which that you've done your study through numerology, and in which that you find a actual good meaning for. Because most times we have names in which that we don't even know the meaning for. So which that has no real meaning whatsoever, you know. So if you get a name which that has meaning, then you can say that you are Mustafa Alameen Bey, authorized representative for Bobby Morgan.
Okay, and would I need like a card or a nationality card to
show
the proof
that? Yeah, you need nationality documents. You would need your affidavit before you go to court. You would send a notice of restricted appearance.
Okay.
A notice of restricted appearance. It used to be special appearance, but they have generalized special appearance with general appearance now, so it is not too much difference. But you need a notice of restricted appearance, which that you're stating specifically that you're there in court under threat, arrest, or coercion.
Right.
And that's the only reason why you come into court, is because if you don't, they'll send out a sheriff in order to arrest you.
Right.
Once they say that you dishonored the bond or you know, violated that statute, so therefore they say that you have that now they have to send an officer after you, so, you know, a sheriff after you. So, you know, he'll stand in court saying, you know, Bailey's standing in court saying, here, Bobby Morgan did not come to court on such and such a day and therefore forfeited his bond. He is now warrant for a failure to appear. And now they go after your ass.
Right. Okay, cool. Thanks on that. And one more, you got any advice on how to become like a more lucid dreamer or astral traveler?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, brother. It's real simple. The area in which that you want to tap to is at the medulla oblongata, at the back of the head. And one of the techniques is to tap on that area, the back of the head. All right? You want to tap.
Okay.
All right? As a matter of fact, the Taoists, the Buddhists, the Shaolin monks, they all tap at that head area, the back of the head area, all right, in which that actually, that's the place or the location of what is known as the Akashic Records. And so,
okay,
20 to 30 minutes, you would feel like a weight on your chest if you just relax. You know, if you just relax, stay still, flat on your back, you laying on your back, you know, for about 20 to 30 minutes, you know, you're staying conscious, and you feel like a weight on your chest, and you may even hear weird noises. You know, but as you now in sleep, you know, paralysis, if you open your eyes, you would begin to hallucinate or dream with your eyes open, and you will not be able to move your body. Your body is now completely asleep, but you're conscious of what's going on.
Right.
Now that you are aware you are dreaming, you will shut your eyes and begin to dream instantly, and you will be fully aware that you are dreaming and can now, with some practice, control your dreams. So that's the signs of lucid dreaming.
Okay.
When you lay down right before you go to sleep, about 20, 30 minutes, you just stay conscious, eyes open, you know what I'm saying, until you get into a state of paralysis and you don't want to move. And that is when you can go into your dream and take your thoughts into the dream and control them, okay?
Okay, then. Cool, brother. Right. Thanks. Peace.
Peace.
All right. We got area code 267. Area code 267. We on the line, 267.
Peace.
Brother Lean, it's Mass Man. What's good?
Brother Mass, what up?
I'm chilling. I ain't got no question. I'm just calling to thank you for dropping all this science and this information, you know, helping people, different situations, waking people up. That's all I call for, just to thank you, you know what I'm saying, because you got a lot of conscious gangbanging going on and beefing and all that stuff, but you're one of the brothers that I can listen to continuously and always gain information, so I just want to, you know, shout you out, and, you know, I'm always keep continue tuning in. I also want to thank you for supporting me with my music as well, so that's all I want to do.
Yeah, because we're here to make the head nod all day.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
No doubt, God. Appreciate you.
Peace and love.
Peace. All right, we got area code 347 on the line. 347.
Peace, you can hear me?
Peace, we got
yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, peace, Moore. How y'all doing?
All right, Moore, how are you tonight?
Fine, God.
Good, man. You know, this is Brother Kyle from New York Republic giving a shout-out to Dr. Aleem Bey.
Brother Kyle.
Yes, sir.
What you got
Hello?
For us?
No, I'm just, you know, listening in, you know, everybody could appreciate, you know, the science you're dropping, you know what I'm saying? I can't say it no better than the lady that called in earlier.
Right.
That, you know, she was definitely looking for you, you know, like Bobby Hemmett says, you know, when the teacher is ready, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right. No doubt about it. I had, you know, when I was ready, mines appeared. You know, Prince Ramesses Abel Bey, who's known as Prince Tupac Bey, he appeared to me in 1995. And then in 2005, another teacher appeared to me after the death of Prince Ramesses Abel Bey, known as Prince Tupac Bey, Grandmaster Sunyata Saraswati. So, you know, every time that happened, you know, it was always like 10 years interval in between when that took place and when that manifested. So that's a beautiful thing.
Wow, right. Anyway, I'm not gonna hold y'all up. I know there's other callers. You know, peace to you and the Empress and the fam.
All right,
peace. Peace and love.
And peace to that Grand Sheik. Peace.
Peace and love, God.
Peace, God.
Peace.
All right, we got area code 305. Area code 305 on the line. Peace. 305, you on the line. Peace. All right, we're going to go to area code 213. Area code 213, you on the line.
Hey, what's up, fam?
Peace, fam.
Peace, God.
All right, we'll see. Okay, check it. This, all right, night before last, I was trying to go to sleep, and while I was trying to go to sleep, I was still conscious. You know, I wasn't in a dream state, but I was having these type of like visions that was like spooking me, like making my heart like race. You know what I'm saying? Different little things going on, right? And after I passed that, I went up to my dream world, and my dreams was like waking me up, scaring me. And then one woke me up. You know, it was a lot of them. One woke me up, and I really couldn't even go back to sleep. And I've been waking up like late anyway. But this particular morning, I woke up early as heck, like 6 o'clock, and couldn't go back to sleep. So about 11, probably early morning, you know, my grandma passed. I had got a call. My little brother called me and said my grandma passed on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, you know, so, you know. Yeah, you know, it's a reincarnation. You know what I mean? I ain't even tripping. But my numbers be like, whenever I look at a clock or something, it be like 4:03. My grandma passed at 11:43 on the West Coast time, you know. On the East Coast time. So that was kind of deep to me, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I know you be into them dreams and stuff, different stuff like that. So I wanted to see what you got for me for that.
Yeah, brother, I'm a renaissance man. I'm into everything because this whole thing is called life. And you can only explain one facet, then shit, what's the point of living? But get into the science of dreams is real simple. Of course, the fear that you was feeling was, of course, the passing of your grandmother. And, of course, that's the reason why you was feeling the way you was, because, you know, there were some impending things in which that was taking place psychically. You know, if you really relax, you know what I'm saying, you can actually get in contact with her. I've got in contact with several members of my family who have passed on. You know what I'm saying? So that's not no issue, you know. Matter of fact, my Uncle Raymond, right after he passed, he came to me and told me to read Psalms 13, Psalms 16. Psalms 13 means to basically to bypass death and prolong life. All right. No more than a few days later, I almost choked. You know what I'm saying? To death. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as I'm still here. So that's what he came in order to tell me in the dream, you know what I'm saying, was to get on my spiritual work, you know, in order to bypass, you know, what was getting ready to take place. And that's what happened. So if you relax, you know, and, you know, open yourself, come to you.
Word. Do it be anything with those numbers? Because, like, for the last, I say probably about the last 8, 9, maybe a year, I've been paying attention to the clocks. It'll be Psalm 43 and Psalm 34. Anytime I look at a clock, you know.
Right.
And,
so with 33 and 34, of course, you know, that's 6 and 7.
34.
That symbolizes equality and, you know, within the science of the nation of gods and earths, you know, when you get into the supreme wisdom. So, mathematics.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate that. Appreciate the info, fam.
All right. No doubt, brother.
All right. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right. Those are all the calls for right now. So what we're getting ready to do is shut it on down. Appreciate you, Brother L, Professor L, for coming on with us tonight.
No problem at all. Anytime, God.
No doubt. Appreciate you quite a bit. So what we're getting ready to do is head on out. And I'm getting ready to play another track from my man, Mass Man, since he came on in. You know, my brother Mass, you know, and this is called The Awakening. Hopefully, no. Let me get that intuition. You know, transformation. That's what we're gonna do. He got so many. That's so good. You
yes,
know.
Sir.
You know. Matter of fact, anyone who's interested in the Brother Mass Man's info, please go to Facebook and check him out. He's on there. Mass Man, M-A-S-S-M-A-N, Mass Man, and get in contact with him, and he can send you a copy of his music. It's hottest stuff that's out. You know what I'm saying? From 2012, 2013, it's still going to be on and popping. And here we go with the mask.
It's that transformation shit, huh? Finally, a nigga on some divine shit.
This the continuation of Lauryn Hill miseducation, but this dissertation will explain the transformation that's currently taking place all over the world nation. Earthquake hit the Haitians, Japan got radiation. Remind me of Revelation, the weather patterns are changing. Icebergs were sinking, heavy floods when it's raining. Iraq, Iranian, lower Mediterranean, all over the planet. People constantly changing, ready for revolution. They know what government's doing, except for Americans. We the fattest and most stupid. Most depend on a system that don't give a fuck about them. Fuck a Bush, fuck a Clinton, fuck a Hillary. Ride em. Can't wait for days, we'll be like, fuck it, we ride. But this revolution, the evolution that's nonviolent. Change your reality when you change your mentality. What you thinking inwardly, you projecting it outwardly. Because we lack the knowledge, we lack the power, that's why we cowardly. And when your heart beats, too much fear is inside of you. Too busy worried about these secret societies and the plans being plotted by the global elite. But I know that they sweet, and I know they get scared. Every time they hear this shit, I spit over a beat. Cause 85% of the population ain't no art sleep. We all awake, and there's gonna be more people like me that don't give a fuck about authority. Scared to die, hardly more concerned about the God inside my mind. That's a part of me. I'm like a love soldier in God's army. And I feel bad for anybody who try harm me. I'm just doing your legacy of Elijah Muhammad and Marcus Garvey. But I'ma be a legend like Michael Jackson and Bob Marley. And I don't care if another man kill me and I die early. As long as I song clean up my head, cause I'm mind dirty. And it's that time for it. Time is just a cycle, you can rewind it and fast forward. Life is what you make it, you only get what you ask for. You niggas all these shit, cause you niggas is assholes. And it's ridiculous to a mass flow. They say this shit sounds supernatural. I'm way different than everyone as you wag hoes. And it's a shame they all sound the same bunch of rap clones. The game is full of lames, no backbones, and I ain't just watching it. I'm taking back that song. I'm kicking down these niggas' doors like mad tones. And after every track, they be like, you hear that song? Damn, why you have to go and do that song? Went in the booth and like he poop showed his ass off. I just rap from the heart, so I don't know why they mad for. They tell you I'm a hater, they facts wrong. And that's the problem that need to be solved with chalk and a blackboard. They ask me what I rap for. My rap is for the black balls. I'd rather not be godly, but be a crack lord. For the pretty little badge on. You only get a man if I ask on. But a man work his ass off. To barely pay the bills and his life is like a sad song. Cause he catch you making wax songs. I don't even rap no more. My shit more like a black horn. And we've been eating this for mad long. So we can develop a culture with good morals that we can pass on. I know y'all listening like daggone. Well, Niagara Falls with fireballs like the dragon. I'm David slaying Goliath, Zion trying for a Babylon. Or Adam after ate the apple and God told him that was wrong. I spit that black power shit like I'm Farrakhan. But I'm far from a racist, I got love for everyone. I just know the original man was full of melanin. That absorbed ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Cause during creation I know it had to be hella strong. And you wouldn't be able to survive if you was an Albion. But presently we in a transformation. Beginning of a new cycle and the end of an ages. I'm talking evolution of the creative creation. Cause right now the population is currently brainless. I'm waiting for the cosmic energy to come and just change shit. And our junk DNA begins to awaken. Until that time comes, I'ma keep making statements. Till my boys come back and grab me up in their spaceships. I hang with the aliens, I think like an ancient. A grand architect, but I'm far from amazing. It's like I'm a part of the Galactic Confederation. The charge is spreading the light all over the nation. And our ancestors on different galaxies are waiting. Hoping to suffer, they went through it and go for Nathan. So I'ma keep giving you motivation. That kill your ego and help your soul take over thinking. Cause we've been living a life full of problems with no equation. And all our spiritual intuition seem to be slowly fading. It's like a role reversal, melanated behavior like cavemen. And the cavemen hold the prominent positions all over the planet. Like the Geico commercial perfectly explained it. And our environment helps shape our behavior. It's like if you ain't got shit, then you gon' take it. We ain't never gon' have shit. It's money when they make it. Our best bet is to get in touch with Mother Nature. And tune with the earth, constantly connected with the creator.